Rishus, Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Avrom, and the Choshev Etzibor. I'm going to bring some of you into a new world that you've never been in before. Some of you have been in this world because you've been around, hanging around us for a while. But the world of the Shvilei Pinchas is a totally different type of place. Some people might compare it to sci-fi a little bit. It's like it brings you totally to like a whole different dimension. We're bringing you to a new dimension of Torah, and that is the dimension which would be called, in a certain place, you call the Nister of Torah. The things here that are going on underneath the surface that we wouldn't be aware of if not for some of the great luminaries, the Arizal, the Megala Amukos, and the like. The Chiddush Arim, many of the generation of Chassam Sofer, we're quoting from very particular sources. It's a genre of Torah. It's a certain type which you're going to, like some things that we're going to say today are things that you never would have even imagined. Some of them. Today we're going to try to keep it somewhat tame, but in general, there are things like you read the Torah and you think like, either like this sounds so strange or this sounds so irrelevant. And then when you open up this new vista and then you see all of a sudden, wow, there's a breathtaking view of what's going on that I never would have imagined. So we're going to try to talk about some of those things in this week's parasha. The sefer that I have in front of me is called Shvilei Pinchas. This is Ayin Ches. Every year he puts out a new sefer. And he delves into this type of Torah. So what we're going to talk about today is the parasha of the Melech. We spoke last night about a king. I like to try to keep the theme. I like to have Shabbos thematic. So the theme of this week is kings and different things about kings. So this week the Torah tells us about certain halachas that pertain to kings which do not pertain to other people. One of them is having excessive amount of wives. Now this halacha doesn't exist for other people, for plain people. So the Mefarshim grapple why. So this Shvilei Pinchas doesn't speak about, but one of the reasons they say is because regular people anyway aren't going to have that many wives because, you know, it's not practical. It's expensive. It's time consuming. The only one who could really afford to have such a thing is a king, and also that the wives are going to cause him the problem. The pasuk actually tells us why not to have too many wives, because they're going to cause you to stray from the Derech Hashem. Well, if you have so many wives, you got to support all of them. You're going to be so busy feeding them and supporting them that you're not going to have time to do anything wrong. So whatever it is, this halacha comes to kings. Now there was one king that did not adhere to the letter of the law, and that was Shlomo HaMelech. That's what we're going to speak about today. Shlomo HaMelech, he married many wives, too many wives, apparently at least, and we'll see what's going on here, and seems to have transgressed this pasuk, and it's Mefurish HaPasuk, and it's bizarre, and it's challenging to us to figure out what happened here exactly. So the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, by the way, is really the source for all of these things. We said the Arizal, and we said, you know, the Megala Mukas and others. It really all comes back to the Rashbi in his epic work, the Zohar, that he is Megala, the Or HaGonos. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said the following thing. He said, Noyach loy l'shloima, shiye goyref bibin. Shlomo HaMelech should have rather cleaned out bibin. Bibin is like, is where the garbage is. He should have rather drained the swamp than shelo lichtov alav mikrozeh. They shouldn't say about him this pasuk. In other words, the pasuk in the Navi testifies about Shlomo HaMelech, and it says, Noshav hitu es levavoy, his wives caused his heart to turn. So Shlomo HaMelech should have rather gotten himself dirty by cleaning out the cesspool rather than have this. It's a very bizarre statement. What is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai coming to say? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, it's better, Shlomo HaMelech should have rather done that than this. Should have rather cleaned the swamp. Should have rather drained the cesspool. Should have rather, he should have been goyref es habibin. That's the literal words. Then this happened to him. So what is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai coming to say? Okay, so now we have to understand, in order to get an answer to this question, let's try to figure out How could Shlomo HaMelech have done this? What was he thinking? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says don't have too many wives. Shlomo HaMelech was a major, major tzaddik. We know that. So how could this have happened that he went against the Mufurish pasuk? Question number one. Question number two, which we mentioned, is why is it this particular language that we're using? Okay. So we're going to start with the following memra, which is important to understand. It's a Gemara in Soita Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ein adam choita, ella imkein nichnas boy ruach shel shtus." A person does not sin unless he has a moment which we can call temporary insanity. Ruach shel shtus, something really foolish. It's really to sin a person that really knows what's right and wrong. He sins when he's living in the moment and he's doing something foolish. It's really foolish. Now we know that a chacham is a person who's roya es hanoilad. He sees how is this going to play out. A person that's a real chacham is able to see past the present. People that sin live in the present. They're like, what about what's going to happen? I'm not thinking about that. That's pretty foolish. What did you think about? Think about the punishment. Think about the fact that whatever pleasure you're going to have from your Avera is going to be fleeting. It's going to disappear. Why aren't you thinking about those things? That's what causes a person to sin. When a person is nichnas ruach shtus, he does something foolish in the moment. Now, Shlomo HaMelech was the chacham mikol adam. It was a moment that happened. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted Shlomo HaMelech with chachma. And the pasuk says about Shlomo HaMelech, hinini nosati lecha lev chacham v'navoin. Asher kamoicha loy haya lifanecha. No one was chacham like you before. Ve'acharecha lo yakum kamoicha. No one will be as chacham like you. You are chacham mikol adam. Now, if a chacham is someone who's roya as a noilad, a chacham is someone who knows what's going to happen. Shlomo HaMelech was gifted something that guaranteed him that he will not sin. Why? Because if you only sin because you live foolishly in the moment, ruach shtus, and a chacham is roya es hanoilad, it's not going to happen for Shlomo HaMelech. He had a guarantee. So now, why is a person not supposed to marry many wives? So over here, the Torah did something very interesting. The Torah gave us a reason. Most of the psukim in the Torah doesn't tell us why. Over here, the Torah gave us this love. The Torah told us a person should not marry wives because the pasuk says, in order that you should not sin, your wives will lead you to sin. Lo yar beloy nashim, velo yasur levavoy. Don't have too many wives, and then your heart will not stray. The Torah is telling us that the reason for not marrying wives is in order that your heart should not stray. So Shlomo HaMelech looked at this pasuk and he said, why is the Torah telling us the reason? Obviously, the Torah wants you to understand that if the reason is not relevant for you, then you don't have this azhara, that you're not bound by this avera, and it's not a problem. So I was gifted with this special chachma. Hashem told him about it. It wasn't like Shlomo HaMelech was like making this up. This was a gift from Hashem, this chachma. So obviously Hashem does not want me to abide by this law, because I don't have a problem of straying from the laws of the Torah, because I'm chacham mikol adam. That was Shlomo's reasoning. I'll go over it again for you for a second. Shlomo HaMelech was given chachma. A person only sins if he lives temporarily in the moment. He doesn't see the future. But Shlomo HaMelech is chacham mikol adam. He's roya es hanoilad. He has nothing to worry about. He knows he has nothing to worry about. And the Torah gave us the reason for the avera to tell us if the avera is pertinent to you, then fine. If it's not, if it's relevant, then fine. If not, so then you don't have to keep it. So Shlomo HaMelech says, I'm not bound by this law. I can marry lots of women. We'll see why he married lots of women. What was he thinking, Bichlal? What was his agenda? It wasn't like just because he thought that he would indulge in pleasure. That wasn't Shlomo HaMelech. We'll see soon. So So Reb Tzadok HaKohen says Shlomo HaMelech's thought was L'shem Shamayim. He was. He really did this, and he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have allowed him to do this. The Gemara actually says in Shabbos, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, that he was kind of right. He was somewhat right. Shlomo HaMelech did not really sin. What do I mean by that? The Gemara says, "Kol ha'omer Shlomo Achoita ein ala toya." You're making a mistake. Shlomo HaMelech didn't sin. The pasuk says that Vayhi le'eis ziknas Shlomo nashiv hitu es levavoy. The pasuk says that when Shlomo got older, his wives, they caused his heart to stray. So what does the pasuk mean? Says the Gemara. No, it says lifnei shahoyo loy limchois binasha v'loy micha malav akasav ki'ilu chata. Shlomo HaMelech did not sin. It's not. It didn't happen. Hitaka was not drawn in by his wives. However, being that they were his wife, he was responsible for all of these women, and he did not stop them from sinning. So who were the ones that practically did the Averas? His wives. But now they're his responsibility. So the Torah tells you, don't take too many wives. It seems like the Torah is saying, because we're afraid that you're going to be affected by them. Shlomo HaMelech wasn't. He was Chacham Mikol Adam. It wasn't happening. But he wasn't able to influence them to stop sinning. They sinned. He didn't stop them. Because he didn't stop them, he's taking the blame. So perhaps what's really happening over here is as follows. Shlomo HaMelech, his intentions were altruistic, which means that they were pure. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to do the right thing. And in fact, his logic was strong. When he was saying, I'm not going to sin, he didn't sin. The problem was when the Torah says, I don't want you to marry extra women because I don't want you to do the wrong thing. It doesn't just mean you. It also means your wife. She's your quote-unquote other half. She's going to end up doing the wrong thing and you're not going to be able to stop her. And that's what happened. But Shlomo made this calculation. And what's fascinating is that immediately after this pasuk, the Torah tells us, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha, which means that you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tmimus, simplicity, which means don't make calculations. This is right after the Torah tells us about the Isser of having too many wives. It probably is not a coincidence. This is the one time that a great man said, I have a reason why this lav does not apply to me, and his calculation was very, very accurate, and still it was the wrong thing to do. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you what to do. Don't start making calculations of why this won't apply to me and why I could do things differently. Just follow the rules. The pasuk actually tells us, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, that kol ha'omer David chata ein ala toya. David HaMelech, there's something that looked very, very unsightly, the whole story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba. Kol ha'omer David chata ein ala toya. You didn't understand what happened. Kol ha'omer Shlomo chata ein ala toya. Why did this whole thing happen with David HaMelech? Hashem kind of, and this is a little bit hard for us to wrap our head around, but when you're someone as big as David HaMelech, Hashem will do this. Hashem kind of like forced David HaMelech into the situation so that David can do tshuva. It was in order to show us that a person can do such a, what seems to be despicable act as take a married woman, in order that he should be able to do tshuva. So we should all know ourselves we can do tshuva. And Shlomo HaMelech was kind of like forced into the situation. He made what seemed to be an accurate calculation. And he did it in order for us to take away. What's the lesson we have to take away from Shlomo HaMelech? Don't make cheshbonos. Hashem tells us what to do, you do it. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. It's just a person's heart should be pure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Okay. Now, what's interesting is There's one particular wife of Shlomo HaMelech which would perhaps shed light on a lot of what's going on here. And that is Shlomo HaMelech married a woman by the name of Bas Paroi. It's interesting, in certain places she's actually called Batya. That's the name that she's given. That's very interesting. Because there was another woman in history who was also known as Bas Paro, and her name was Batya. It's interesting. When did Shlomo HaMelech marry her? Listen to this. The night that he built the Beis HaMikdash. It's like as if he didn't have enough on his mind already. That was the night that he married Bas Paro. The very night. What is going on? Why is that happening? So, what's brought down here from the Arizal in a sefer called Sefer HaGilgulim. Sefer HaGilgulim tells us that there are certain neshamas that came into this world and then they came back into this world in order to like correct or complete a mission. And the Sefer HaGilgulim tells us, Shlomo HaMelech Hayanitzutz Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Shlomo HaMelech was a spark. And you have to know what it means, a spark and a Gilgul. There's different, he's a dimension of Moshe. Listen to this, it's very interesting because we actually say, Shir HaMalois. Here, hold on a second. Not what I'm looking for, not Jira Malice. There it is. Sorry. We say in Tehillim, there's a Mizmor Tehillim which starts Tfilah le Moshe. Tfilah le Moshe. If you take the letters le Moshe and you change around the order, what name does it spell? Shlomo. So Moshe's name has the same letters as Shlomo, just missing a lamed. Tfilah le Moshe is because Moshe and Shlomo's neshamas were intertwined. Moshe was saved by Bas Paro. Shlomo married Bas Paro. What was it for? Says the Arizal the following thing. The Arizal says that the neshama of Bas Paro also had to come back. It was Nisgalgel, again, into the wife that Shlomo Melech took, that original Bas Paro. Now, she grew up, the beginning of her life, she grew up in her father's home. She was a mitzris. She was Megayer eventually, and she became a very special woman. However, there was an element of her life that which needed some sort of tikkun. There was a part of her neshama which needed to be fixed. After all, there was plenty that happened up until that point. So Moshe Rabbeinu fixed everything from there forward. But there was a part of her neshama which still needed to be completed. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech felt necessary to marry Bas Paro, and his intention was to complete that portion of her neshama. That dimension of her neshama that had to have a tikkun, Shlomo HaMelech was going to be misakin it. Tfila le Moisha is Shlomo, Basio Bas Paro, she's called most places Bas Paro, but some places she has the name Basio, which is this very same name. In order to be able to make, to rectify that. It's interesting, because listen to this. The pasuk in Koheles, anyone know who wrote Koheles? Shlomo HaMelech. Bikesh Koheles limtsoi divrei chefetz. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Bikesh Koheles liois kemoyshe. Koheles wanted to be like Moshe. There was no one else like Moshe. Now it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, the one thing I would say that best describes Moshe Rabbeinu's character is Moshe Rabbeinu was in other people's face. Moshe Rabbeinu was in other people's face. What do I mean by that? Moshe Rabbeinu comes out of the palace. What does he see? A Mitzri hitting a Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu is like, it's not my business. I don't want to. No, Moshe Rabbeinu gets in his face, actually kills him on the spot. The next day, he sees two Jews. They're fighting. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? In his face. Moshe Rabbeinu is like, what are you doing? He's like, well, you're going to kill us? And then all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu is a fugitive. Now he figured he'd learn his lesson, right? He goes to Midian, and there's a bunch of guys starting off with a few girls. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? In their face. Moshe Rabbeinu is always stopping other people from doing the wrong thing. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shlomo was trying to somehow perfect the world that Moshe Rabbeinu started. He married all of these women, right? And what he did wrong was he wasn't capable of stopping them from doing the wrong thing. That was Moshe. Shlomo wasn't capable of doing that. So now we get back. I'm going to stop because it's a little late. There's more here to say, but we're going to leave it at this. We started with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It says Shlomo HaMelech should have rather drained the swamp than marry these wives. What does draining the swamp have to do with? What does it mean clean the cesspool have to do with? Because what Shlomo HaMelech was trying to do was he's going to take all these women and he's going to try to get them to do the right thing. He's trying to drain the swamp. That's what he was trying to do. Now Shlomo HaMelech didn't do anything wrong himself. But Lemaisa, he didn't drain the swamp. He didn't get these people to go on the right path. They didn't follow him. It says he didn't do anything wrong, but they did something wrong. So did he end up cleaning out all of the tumah? Did he end up managing to bring Basparo in to rectify that nitzutz, the thing that went wrong? No. So Shlomo HaMelech should have been busy cleaning out the filth. Better than what he tried to do, which was extend himself out of our people and try to bring all of those sparks, all of those elements of Kedusha, which are lost. Shlomo HaMelech thought on the day that he built the Beis HaMikdash, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do. Moshe Rabbeinu was only got up to Shar to the 49th level of Kedusha. But when he built the Aron is Or Nun, he brought the light of 50 into the world. And I know we're going a little deep here. We're going to stop with this. He thought that maybe then it's time for Basparo to have that ultimate ticket. And he's going to rectify the world. But we weren't ready. The world wasn't ready for that. That's our job. Because when we build the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that's when we will have the ultimate tikkun. And all of the neshamas from all over the world, the people that are part of our nation, the people that are out, will be able to see. It's a lot to process, my friends. But if you have any questions, you come over to me. But what we basically spoke about over here is the idea of a person not supposed to marry too many wives. Shlomo HaMelech did marry too many wives. He thought it wasn't relevant to him because, after all, we gave the reason in the pasuk, and the reason doesn't apply to him, and Itaka doesn't apply to him. The problem was not that he sinned; it's that the other women, that the women, his wives, sinned. He wasn't able to get them to do the right thing. Tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Just follow the rules. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was coming to teach us. That was actually the purpose of this whole thing happening, similar to the whole purpose of David HaMelech's whole debacle, was because David HaMelech was teaching us to do tshuva. Shlomo HaMelech was teaching us just do what it says. Don't start being such a smarty pants. Anyway, the when it came to Shlomo HaMelech, what the reason why, particularly Basparo was because he's a Gilgal of Moshe, she's a Gilgal of Basparo. She saved him, and the end of her life was good, but there was something that had to be fixed. Shlomo HaMelech thought he could fix it. He tried to fix it. He didn't fix it. He wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu. Bikesh Kehelas Lioiz Kemoshe. He wasn't Matzliach. Bez Hashem, Bayom Ahu Yih Hashem Echad, Shmoy Echad.